shut up. What is on Triple M? Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday Rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we?
1-2, 1-2.
Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Shut up, Fat.
Oh, he's here.
Come on, Bill.
Been here for aeons.
Welcome to the Triple M studio. Beautiful day.
I just
and
ran into lethal.
Let me tell you.
Shut up, Fat.
Billy B is in the seat. Have a listen.
Oh, no. Is that what you prepared?
Oh, my God. Oh, fair to go.
Is that what you prepared?
I've got something.
The only thing I had. Jimmy boy, welcome. Where you been?
I just ran into Lee Matthews.
Yeah.
Literally just got out of the car and walking out of the lift, and Lethal looks at me and goes, "You're late."
You got here with 8 seconds to go. God. How have you managed that?
I left Sandringham at 10:52.
Why is it always you?
It's literally taking me an hour and 8 minutes to drive that far.
Why is it always you?
That's shut Brunton Avenue on me.
I don't care.
Don't get here.
We've had a meeting at 11:30.
Yeah. Oh,
11.
I rang Damo and I said, "Listen, you might have to get Fat ready because I might be a couple of minutes late." And he said, "He's not here either."
I tell you what, we got a big, big Saturday Rub.
Shut up, Pat. No one wants to
news from Damo.
Bernard.
Believe it or not. Enough from Bernard.
Yes.
You're in the caravan. We'll ask you about that very shortly.
I was.
Hey, Andrew Dillon's coming in into the box.
Shut up.
I'm telling the people what they want to...
I know all of that.
I'm not telling you. I'm telling the people out there, and the Thirsty Camel quiz is back.
It's thirsty.
Thank you, Bill.
I tell you it was thirsty.
He's told us nothing.
And he told us absolutely nothing.
That happens every week.
Andrew
everyone knows.
What was I supposed to go with? Tell me that.
Well, everything.
Well, Andrew Dillon in
quiz, enough. Maybe not Andrew Dillon. That's probably the only thing.
You're meant to drive this first segment. Yeah. Well, which you can't do. So
I tell you, I walked in and who was thirsty? Terry Danaher and Simon Madden. I saw them outside waiting to get in.
Oh, the ball
and it's a 40-year reunion today.
Is it?
For Essendon winning the premiership in 1984. And was TD. He's thirsty, let me tell you.
Not already.
Purple.
Yes, Stu.
What's going on with you, please?
Well, we did get worried when you did ring for me for the third time this morning.
Yes,
and said,
third time.
53
minutes. Honestly, I can't stand it. I've had enough.
Doesn't he get angry?
I've literally had enough.
And everyone else has traffic, Jim.
It's about an 8K, 9K journey. It can't take an hour and 10 minutes.
No.
It's not actually not possible.
It did today.
You've had a big week, haven't you? I noticed during the week, you're not a morning person.
No, I don't
even
like
though you did the breakfast show
on
like
mornings.
Triple M.
I'm not good at mornings. I put my hand high.
Like the chief.
I was flicking around on Channel 7 the other day and Channel 9 watching the morning shows.
Yeah.
They promoted you coming on for about an hour early.
Well, it didn't.
Well, so they would.
And
get viewers.
And sure
how long?
Get people watching.
Don't tell me.
We put the Brian Taylor, Tanya Taylor stopwatch on.
Stop, yeah.
46 seconds was off. Oh. They crossed to you.
What did you say? I'm Brayshaw.
Stuck in traffic, is it?
I was halfway through my second answer to Brett.
Yes.
And he's
come on, Brett.
Wound me up.
Wound you because you know why.
What up at 6:50?
The director's going, "Oh, he's boring. Oh. Get him off. He's putting me to sleep."
Talking
boring.
About Ballarat miners and all other things. And I'm like, well, I'll get to me eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I'm standing there, freezing
waiting.
Cold, 7:10 in the morning. I reckon I did tick into the second minute. I reckon it was about 63 seconds.
Well, it wasn't much more than a minute.
Barrett's has said, "Righto, well, thanks for joining."
I haven't started yet.
I went back home and went to sleep. Where have you been, Bernard? You've been in the caravan.
He has.
Been in the caravan.
The rush hour over there in Adelaide.
25 or 6 hours, I think it ended up being.
How did you go? Did you get on still?
Not really. We need some time. We had Friday off, yesterday off, because we just needed some space. Because it was a very tight-knit space, this caravan.
Get some fresh air.
One dunny.
One toilet.
Oh, no.
Which was interesting. I won the first challenge, Jim, so I got to choose the beds. So that was a very key challenge.
You got the double.
I got, no, there was a double. There was a double, but you didn't want that because you had someone else with you.
Oh,
so I had the single down the other end, up off, on the top bunk.
So Bluey slept with Jars.
He slept with Jars. And
what does Jars wear to bed?
Well, he sleeps nude, but we had to have, we weren't allowed to be nude. Well, cameras are on 24/7, so we had these orange jumpsuits. Looked like we're in jail.
Yeah, onesies.
And you actually couldn't get them off to go to the toilet. So you'd actually, Jars, just first time he went to the toilet, just ripped it. He reckoned he ripped it. I reckon he just bent over to pick something up, and he split it up the back. And it was actually good fun. Something, I don't, it wasn't comfortable for Bluey. wasn't sort of his natural habitat.
And did he get grumpy? He gets grumpy.
Honestly, he was 100% fine before we went in there.
Yep.
We're in there for 25 minutes, maybe half an hour. I'm getting crooked. And then about 2 hours in, I'm so crook, I need to get out of here. I need a case calling for a medico.
Speaking of Bluey, he got the giggles that hard at one stage. He actually... I pissed his pants.
No, I thought you know the say. Oh, I pissed myself.
Yeah.
I thought, that was quite funny.
Hose?
Yes, did he play it?
The leader of the caravan is engulfed. Oh. A red chili. I reckon it was the size of two golf balls. But so then now we get a full Italian dinner, don't we?
Yeah,
I'm not sure what that involves. But
apparently, but he has drunk most of our water.
Yeah, we got no water left or milk.
That's an issue.
And is there a mop? Big Basso, is there a mop anywhere around here? Because Louis literally pissed himself.
No. I must. I've only brought one pair of underpants here. But I need it. I was literally laughing that hard that I have actually weed myself.
I was crying laughing. Is that you took one for the
Jars.
Team?
Yes.
You took one for the team. Now, Jars, just can you talk for the next 30 seconds?
What do you call that, Bill, if you can't keep your wee in?
Bladder trouble.
Bladder trouble.
How old is Blue?
He's your mate.
80 or something. Yeah.
But also, there was three blokes in a caravan, so it was only a matter of time before someone...
Problem.
Horse and carted.
Yeah.
Hose?
He did that too.
Water anyone?
Not after you've touched it.
No thanks. No.
I want to get that wrong.
Did he drop his guts? You're a disgrace. That's a disgrace. No.
More, Greg. More.
No, don't. You want to be ashamed of yourself.
Did you have like that a vent?
Was there
air that you
we
could...
weren't allowed anything. Right. Nothing. It was a very tight space as well. And it's Bluey, I could confirm that he was crook because what came out crawled up and died a few days later. Earlier.
Now, people say that Damo isn't in the news breaking space
for
these days.
5 or 6
years. He's dominated for 25 years, but now...
Has he parked?
More estate.
A long term. He went out to the airport, got in the long term car park, and it's been sitting there for 6 years.
More in the statesman space.
Parked it in the museum.
Oh, has he parked?
It's on the blocks now.
you did break one earlier this week.
Oh.
Around one of our mates.
It was a big one too, Jim. It was the fact that Bill gate crash the Channel 9/3AW launch.
Are you across this, Bernard?
No.
So Bill doesn't work for either Channel 9 or 3AW.
Nope.
In fact, 3AW are our mortal enemy, we know.
Yeah.
And Fat turns up at their season launch.
And I did ask Fat why he was there, and he just said, I just got invited and went along.
Just goes to anything.
And then I believe that because closing time on the function itself, Eddie McGuire, he had a lot of people through the microphone, and he got Bill up, and it was like the big announcement of what he was going to do, Bill,
Gather round. Stand by for this.
It involved a bus and it involved people.
Not too much.
Yeah. Anyway, Eddie got Bill up and said, now, Bill, this is the big announcement we're about to make. Can you please tell the 200 people in the room, including Andrew Dillon, including the sports minister, including the who's who of Melbourne?
Yep.
And Bill just looked at him, as you know, Jim, because I told you on Monday, just stone faced.
I
don't know what I'm doing.
He got up, Bernard, and didn't know what he was there for.
Hang on, like when you went into politics and they asked you a question.
I've done some
very much. Oh, like that.
You just hit the right button.
Hello, you.
That is true. But one, I was never going up on stage and Eddie just plucked me out of the crowd. And two, I hadn't been briefed.
No. Again, I've done some homework on this too.
I did
reassume the news gathering ways and made some phone calls after the event. After you denied having any knowledge.
Yeah.
Two bombshells, Jim.
Go on.
Bombshell. We got a bombshell, host.
Hang on.
Yes. Take me a while, but I'll have a look.
That Billy 100% was briefed on what he was meant to say up there.
Okay.
And two. Two?
No. Yes.
You were paid to...
You're not allowed to do this.
You take that back. The second bit.
Oh, there we are.
I was not paid 1 cent.
Oh, that
honest
is a,
to God.
That is a stone
and
old lie.
Now, take that one back, Damo, now.
What, just like
or I'm going to sue you.
I'm not taking it back.
I'm going to sue you.
You're not taking it back.
I've got an impeccable source on it.
Spell sue.
I guarantee you.
S-U-E.
On the kids' lives, I did not get paid.
That's Damo.
True.
No, I did not. Like.
So you can say that, Jim, but
what do you
I
got
can't
crossed?
Say
what do you got crossed down there?
That's like Thanks. Us having a season launch and inviting Ross Stevenson to get up and speak. Well, it's not exactly like that because Ross has got
That'd
talent.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Ross is actually a talented broadcaster. But it'd be like us grabbing one of their prime people and going, look, we're having our launch. Why don't we get you up on stage? What are you doing,
I actually don't get this.
They're our opposition.
Channel 9 invited me along. I went along
but
with
you don't
Channel
work for Channel 9 either.
And Jam TV, I do.
Oh, here we go.
Jam TV.
Right.
So stand
that
by.
Like a basketball
That's where
station.
We're going. No, that's Eddie's Mob. So you won't be getting a gig there.
Okay.
But because we're on our way to the gather round and it's a Bill's bus. It'll be very good.
Bill's
stand by.
Bus.
We'll hear about it on the Sunday footy show tomorrow.
Driving over, are we?
No, I want to talk, Damo, because you're all over this one. The Life of Brian is a podcast by our great man, our great mate, Brian Taylor.
It's very listenable.
Very listenable.
And the most recent episode, or maybe not me, the second most recent episode involved our good friend, James Brayshaw.
Have you listened to that?
I downloaded it.
He needed to lift
Where did they go?
Just diving
Where
it.
Did they go?
Well, they went everywhere.
Right.
And Jim was very honest.
And
I listened to it hoping to use it with some adverse material for this particular segment. But unfortunately, Bill, couldn't get anything.
Well, good. What was good. Entertaining?
What I did like, though, there was a draft.
Oh, yeah.
BT made him do a draft.
Now, Jim.
Let me explain this for Sarbonard.
Yeah.
So what BT did is he said, right, there's all these people that have been on the Saturday Rub forever, going right all the way back to the great Sam Newman. Mm. So it was like the schoolyard footy team.
Yep.
You can pick one, then I can pick one. But once someone's picked, they're gone.
And the fat kids last?
Well, let's see how it went.
Yeah, poor old duck. Right, so number one pick you had, Jim, you went with?
I went with Sam Newman because the whole thing was built around the great man.
He couldn't argue that.
He legacy built this whole thing. So he was
brilliant.
So BT went with Gazza.
Yeah, which was a good early pick. I wanted him, but he was off the table.
Come.
Number three pick you had, you went with?
The Chief, because if you remember rightly, Bernard, the Chief and Sam, verbally dueling, was close to the best radio I've ever heard.
And you sometimes spending up to 45 minutes just to get a rise out of Chief.
The
build-up was worth it, because he then did rise.
And if you got Sam in your box, you need Chief.
There's still
good second pick.
Right, go
good
on.
Players left in the draft, by the way. Very good here.
So
Brian went with Spud.
Yeah, good pick at four.
Good pick at four.
Real
good pick at four.
Yep.
Number five.
Who's at five?
So who's left? There's some good names.
No, not
Duck.
Really.
Duck.
Brownless.
Yeah, well, they're good.
Brereton.
Duck's a
Vince.
Good
Vince.
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 Vine.
Well,
Vine.
So number five pick.
I went with Damo because you need a
Damo.
Need a news hound. You need a news breaker.
Actually, that's smart picking.
Yeah. So I thought there's the four. Yeah. That's all we need.
Yes.
So I thought that rounds my four out, and we are ready to roll.
And that's a good team.
Yeah.
There was other people around.
So what did
a bit of fun. Humour.
So then BT had the next pick.
BT went with Dermy.
Himself.
I think he said, I had to throw him in there because he'd get cranky if he wasn't in it.
So, Bernard.
That was his reasoning.
At that point, I'm thinking, because there's four of us here.
Yep.
So
boring.
I'm thinking that's
my
four.
Done.
And I don't need any more than that.
But that's boring.
I've got Sam. I've got the Chief.
You got me.
I've got boring. Damo. Of course, I've got myself.
Yes.
You covered all areas.
We are absolutely there.
It's a good team.
Bet you had another pick.
Because you were asked to have another pick.
I didn't know. I needed.
Was there a rookie pick or something? It was a rookie.
You picked your best mate, didn't you?
It was best supplemental selection pick.
So was it? A mid-season pick.
I said, you might as well give me fat.
Fat got in there.
He can come off the bench.
So the fat kid wasn't picked last.
No, well.
Second last.
And then BT had the last pick and he went with?
He went with the duck.
The duck.
Duck, yes.
Oh, ducky boy.
No, if you ever listen to that, you'll be very entertained.
No, I asked Hose anything.
No, Hose loved it.
Get anything out of it? She goes,
I hate to say
a lot
it.
In
it was really
Bill,
good.
Bill, I hate to say it. It was really good. And in that good way.
Shut up, fat hose.
It was really good. It was good.
The
Wolf Pack will love hearing it. People who are interested in Triple M will love it just to hear the history of the rub.
You gave a bit of yourself, Jim, and it was good.
Now, Spud. Spud's game.
Yeah, we've got Spud's game next week. Yeah, next week.
Thursday.
And we'll celebrate that as it gets closer. But just given that he did go, what was it, number four in the draft?
Yeah, four.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're just going to revisit some of his highlights. We could have chosen any one of 350 bits of audio we've still got on rotation yep. here, but we're going to go the time that we exposed him, Jim, remember, on the Saturday Rub, yes. maybe about 10 years ago, for posing as a doctor. When he rolled up at a function, and the name tag was on the bench, Bernie. Yep. It said Dr. Danny Frawley, yep. and then he just decided to go with it.
He went with it.
He didn't tell anyone, but we found out about it, and then he was very nervous about trying to explain what he did.
There was also a third person who was introduced to the crowd as Dr. Daniel Frawley. Now look me in the eye. Is that true?
Spud.
Sort of.
Spud.
Sort of.
Can you do this, Spud?
Can't be introduced as a doctor.
Now,
the girl from Sydney has got no idea of AFL footy. Spud. The invites come down from Sydney, JBo. What was I to do?
I'll give you an idea
what you should do. I ain't a doctor.
Did you speak to the gathering as one of three keynote speakers?
I was the keynote speaker.
Having been introduced as Dr. Daniel Frawley.
Mine was the plenary speech of the night. I was all
plenary.
Mate, it was.
Not just for the 10-minute speech you gave, yes. which I heard was a bit glass-eyed, by the way, but in the subsequent mingling amongst the guests after the speech, did you at any stage seek to correct the fact that you weren't a doctor?
No, I didn't.
And did you engage yourself with doctors in conversations about medicine?
Down tools! He's grabbed hold of the warrior!
How good is that?
Bernard, he got up and spoke as a doctor.
Did he speak medically?
No, he couldn't speak
anyway.
Like the team of the century. Yes. He was announced as the fullback for 7 straight years.
And never said anything, just never said a word. Just nodded, yep.
And
yep.
not only was yep. he not in that team of the St Kilda team of the century, he wasn't in his own local team.
Bungaree.
His two brothers were.
Someone looked it up one day. Yeah. They said, well, just have a look at this St Kilda team.
It makes sense, though. You'd think he'd be in the century. You just let it slide.
Well, we all let it slide.
But his excuse was when he was called out, I was a selector. Yeah. I put myself in.
Not only not the fullback, not on the bench, not in the extended squad. He was not anywhere. We are going to a break. Andrew Dillon, not too far away. Enough. Maybe quiz, maybe.
Oh, no.
Or short.
No.
Short rub.
Oh, actually, what time are we off today? Yeah, we'll shorten it up.
All right. For Hard Yakka, by the way, more than just workwear, it's a way of life. Our gear is built tough like me and like the legends who wear it since 1930. Hard Yakka, nothing's tougher. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M, rocks footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Another handball's been intercepted. Warner, first goal coming up, Sydney. And a brilliant bit of play from a young gun.
Here is Papley. We said you'd see him. We said you'd see Papley. Hand in the air, loves a celebration. Robot falls to him from 50 to mop it all up. Robot!
And now a handy to Campbell, demanding the footy. James Jordan. Campbell said, get out of my way. I'm going to put it straight down Logan McDonald's throat. And here's 5 unanswered for the Sydney Swans. Chris has taken on Haywood. Got nailed in the tackle. Play on the lizard. And he's going to run in and get another gift. Logan McDonald's got 3. Siren sounds. Big win to the Sydney Swans.
Well, it actually should have been a bigger win.
Yeah.
Kicked the last three at Collingwood to drag some respectability back into the scoreline. But the reigning premier for most of that game, Damo, and it's a harsh sentence, but had their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. They just got belted.
They did. And the last three goals of the game, as you point out, were by the Collingwood team just to make it some form of respectability on the scoreboard. But we've now got two teams who are 2 wins, no losses, with 10 teams yet to even have a kick, Bill.
And we've got two teams that are zipping too.
Both
after round one.
That's the other issue, isn't it? So, look, we'll focus on where the story lies, and that is in the Collingwood scrutiny of the opening to the season after their premiership win. And Craig McRae, Jim, I spoke to him, as others did, over the off-season. He forecast the use of the word hangover when the losses started to come. He didn't expect them to come in the first two rounds, but he then again last night addressed this particular issue.
Well, I'm reading books about things that you need to do to repeat things, and we're not standing still here, and there's a lot of time to go, which is great, gives us great belief and comfort, but reality is a lot of hard work too in the coming days. The hangovers and doing this and not the same, we're here to qualify, that's it. So we're in the process of qualifying, and before we do any of that, there's no point in talking about anything else.
So, Boone, take us through what's happened in the past fortnight compared with what was happening pretty much throughout 2023, which resulted in a premiership. Where are they falling down and what do they need to do before it slides too far?
Yeah, they've come up against a couple of good ones, though. I can see Sydney and the Giants. It would not surprise me if they're there September out here come grand final day, because they're going to be right around the mark. So they've come up against two red-hot sides, and they've just been a bit off. So they're getting beaten around the footy. That just doesn't look like Collingwood, does it? That manic sort of style, getting it forward, making a lot of mistakes, but then mopping up, getting to that next contest. You don't see the numbers on the screen. You know, last night I was watching at home, obviously, and on the screen, just Sydney just outnumbered them at the contest. Collingwood were doing that last year to other sides. So whether other teams have looked at that and gone, well, that's what the best teams do. We need to do more of that and just beating them up at their own game. But you don't get long in footy, so you need they need to address this real quick.
Because which they'll
They will do that, yeah. But it can quickly get out of hand. But in saying that, as I said, they've come up against a couple of red-hot sides, which will be their September.
Well, the Giants kicked 114 points against them, which is virtually unheard of last year. Mm. And then last night, Sydney kicked 102. So,
and it could have been more, couldn't it?
It could have been a lot more. So
they won goal five at one stage.
Defensively, they were so good last year, but to have 114 and 102 kicked against them.
Bernard, a lot of the reason for that, I reckon there are about four times Sydney transitioned the ball from deep in their defensive 50 to a shot on goal.
Yep.
With five or six unanswered, you know, uncontested marks, with Collingwood players nowhere near the Sydney, and you know, marking player, and that's just a work rate.
The Giants did that too.
With the ball movement like that, though, like a Darcy Moore, say, he got shot up a little bit last night by McDonald. When the ball moves like that and so quick, defenders they're helpless. You can't do anything about that. You've got to have pressure through the middle of the ground on the footy, because if you just delay a little bit or force a kick a little bit wider, it gives you time to get your outside wingman from the other side or midfielders to push back. But as you're saying, Jim, they were just shooting straight up the middle, and the defenders were just going, well, what do I do?
And we did not see that last
year. No, not at all.
You weren't getting strings of uncontested marks. Speaking of Craig McRae, Purple, I watched the first half of his press conference. That's
cranky.
As prickly as I've seen him.
Yep.
Yeah. I know, I suspect a couple of those questions came from the Bogan.
Yeah.
And he deserves he deserves a prickly answer, Ronnie, because he can come up with a really poxy question. But you know, last year it was all smiling
happy,
and everyone's happy. And even out on the ground, they were all laughing. And suddenly,
no laughing last night.
I'm not seeing
night.
Any.
No.
In a short. Well, I'm with Bill. They will get it right. They're too good not to. Yeah. But they do need to get that manic pressure on the ball back.
The genuine problems, I mean, McStay obviously didn't play in the grand final itself, Bill, but helped get them through to the grand final when he went down in a prelim final where he had stood up in that particular game.
He
and
did.
He's obviously not there. You lose Nathan Murphy at quarter time of the grand final, and there's still an unknown whether he actually plays another game of football. Massive loss again. We saw Charlie Dean try to fill that role last night. Just wasn't up to it in the context of how that game was played last night. And equally, the replacement for McStay,
being
Ash Johnson, again, he won't be playing next week. Craig McRae alluded to that as well last night, that he just needs a spell in the twos to get some confidence.
I'll tell you what, the other end, McDonald, you would have kicked four last night. Four Joe the Gooses, didn't you get?
Yeah,
how good are the Joe the Gooses over the top run?
You've got to be there, though.
Well, you made a habit of them.
Oh, not a lot.
How many of your 11 up at the Gabba were Joe the Gooses?
No, they were.
I heard seven or eight.
Outside 50.
None of them. Hey, next two games, Collingwood. St Kilda Thursday night.
Big.
Brisbane at the Gabba Thursday night. Could they be zipping four?
No.
Well,
they could be 2-2.
No.
And they
won't
be
zipping four.
Well, you don't know, Jim.
They won't be zipping.
What, you can read it now, can you?
No. They won't. I'm telling you, they won't be zipping four.
Okay. We'll just touch on the Swans too, because for the second week in a row, Isaac Heaney had to go into the middle because of the absence of Callum Mills, Luke Parker, and Taylor Adams, who hasn't played a game for the Sydney Swans yet, but he's absent still. Ooh. He's just dominating, Jim. I know you've always had a very big soft spot for the way he carries himself.
I butt heads with horse and I lose because that forehead, you can't butt heads.
No, don't try.
He just drives you back. Yeah. But I've been saying to the great John Longmire for a long time, this man's a midfielder. Mm. Why the hell don't you put him in? And then he gives me that look and then I say, all right, play him wherever you want.
Yeah, well, anyway, John Longmire was speaking about this this new role for Isaac Kenny.
Yeah, it's worked for the last couple of weeks. It's been super. He's been terrific. No question about that. He's been really important when we've had so much experience out of our team. But we'll play him where we need him. You know, if we need him forward, we'll play him forward. But at the moment, he's going really well midfield, and he's been super. But I think I just think he'll play both roles.
Doesn't want to concede yet, Jim.
Sat on the fence.
Yeah, well, it's in the DNA of every senior coach that you've got to be stubborn.
Yeah. Yes.
they're all tarred with that brush. But I love him. And he has shown Bernard in these two games that if he stays there all year, he's in the top three or four midfielders in the comp.
It's what about that? You've got a player there that would slot into any midfield and just dominate. But you get Parker, Mills... Adam's back. They're midfielders. Like Heaney can go forward. The others, not so much. So he's going to get pushed out again, regardless of how he's going, which is it's disappointing for us because we want to see him around the footy as much as we can.
We just had the Bogan Lerner text in, acknowledging that he got a couple of his questions.
It was him.
Acknowledging that a couple of his questions were off the pace. Fly McRae's just looked at him and said, Bogan, you got to be better.
Who threw the first one last night? Because he didn't like...
No, that was Rowan Connolly.
Yeah.
No, he was unhappy with horse, the first four or five.
And
quids.
Then you see Horse come on. He was giggling as he sat there. And you don't see him giggle too much, the old horse.
No, exactly right. What else is making news?
Justin Longmuir, Jim, I don't know what you made of this. I found it strange for the Dockers to add 1 year to the contract of Justin Longmuir. He already had
especially a week out from the season start.
And they dropped it sort of about 2 hours before the opening game of round one, which was a massive game.
So that tells you, Damo, they've been negotiating for four weeks or a month.
Yeah.
And then he's finally said, all right, I'll just take one.
I'll take one.
I reckon he would have wanted two or three, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, and he negotiates on him for himself, Bill. He actually represents himself in these conversations.
Does he?
Yeah,
exactly.
He's chosen to do that. But it's to me, all it does, and again, maybe let's look at it from the perspective of someone who was once the chair of a footy club. To me, it just increases the speculation on Justin Longmuir. It doesn't take it away. And to me, the win-loss is still going to be what determines whether he actually is there in 2025 anyway, without this additional year.
Well, if you want to be cynical, and we try not to be on Triple M, we try to be glass half full, but he will have a six-month termination clause, I'd imagine.
I'd imagine he would.
So what they're probably thinking is, okay, if there is a situation where we have to terminate him, and I'm very much hoping they don't have to do that because I like Justin, but if that's the case, he gets a six-month payout. If we have to terminate him at the end of this year, it's a four-month payout, you know, because it's September, most likely. So not the cynic in, exactly. From a financial point of view, you're talking 2 months. Yeah. They're a wealthy club. So what they're probably thinking is, let's just take the speculation off the table so we don't have to answer the question every week and give him some breathing room and then make the decision end of the year. Would that be
what they're thinking? That's pretty much how it would have played out, I'd imagine. But it's hard to align the words in the statement about we know he's the right man, we're on this same journey together, we know we're on the right track, and he's our man, and yet you're only giving him 1 year extra. Yeah. That's the bit that's hard to line up. Hey, Bill, we love the stories that come with round one selections or first game selections.
Yes, we do.
And there's a really good one from the Cats tonight. Sean Manner, who's toiled through football and around the state in various guises. Werribee, his last he played in the grand final this year. But
kicked six goals in a losing grand final, and he's a forward but also a midfielder. So, and he was really good in the last practice game they had. They threw him in the midfield there in that last quarter against Essendon, and he was really, really good. So you love, and how old is he?
26. But he's been to Chirnside Park, Albury, Lavington, Werribee. It's just one of those.
What, Donga?
Donga.
Albury. Well, and Chris Scott is good at that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Grabbing these blokes and throwing them in. I actually love the way they do that down there. All right, break.
Yes, and then what?
Are you going to dag the opening of the stand down there tonight?
What are you
doing?
Bill Brownless stand.
I'll
be down there.
Standing room only.
Joel and I.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 standing room.
Andrew
Dillon.
Still to come. Nuff next.
Yes.
I told you, homeboy.
I won enough of the year. How do I win that?
You're unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Inks. Knock off. Could have given it a bit.
Oh, I actually saw. That's what you call a nuff-nuff. I saw Jordan Lewis leaving the ground last night. Not happy.
Head down.
Not good.
No,
happy.
I know. He sent me a text actually after last week.
What did he say?
He just said, no more. No more. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So if you're fair dinkum, what do you got?
What about what?
Jordan.
Well, he's in the opener.
No, he's in the opener. I'm leaving him in.
Maybe that's his technique, even when he is 50 metres out, but like could have given it a bit more.
Bernie.
I did not.
Bernie.
I did not say press that, but now you've pressed it.
Oh, my apologies.
Enjoyed it.
Hey, you obviously teed that up.
No. She's just very quick at what she does.
Sometimes.
Do we want to hear Bill from just the previous break?
Yeah, Joel and listen. I. Oh, yeah. 3,000 standing room.
Andrew Dillon.
Stands. What do you call them?
If standing room area.
3,000 standing room area.
Yeah. Room for 3,000 people to stand in the
no.
Area.
If I put it in my way, it's 3,000.
We heard your way.
But what is the correct way?
I'd say Bill. Area, if Damo's at it.
I'd need counselling if I went to your area.
3,000 standing room spots.
Yeah. I'm going to say a little bit light on this week.
We've been in the caravan.
The message is getting out.
Right. No,
so
not.
They're improving.
How's Billy trying to play this down?
Yeah. Going global.
So you got
Burn, sell it hard, mate.
It's quality, but it's like not as much.
Like Luke Bull on the Sunday.
On the what caught my eye.
Oh, this one's not very good, but we'll go with it.
I've got a lot of messages sent to me about the Chew Man. Now, the Chew Man tried a little bit of commentary last Friday, and everyone's saying, well, you got enough in for this, got enough in.
No,
I had
to
listen.
It's good.
It was very good. Very Here good. It is if you haven't heard it.
The Lions on that outer wing. 24-metre hand pass forward to Danaher. He hits Wilmot with a hand pass. Chipping ball was well weighted. And Coleman takes a mark, 35 out. Steering ball to full forward. Radar on his own. Snaps it through from point-blank range. And the Lions post their second major on the board. The entry inside 50 was shallow. Ball lands in the path of Archie. Snapshot from 35 as he put it through. He has another one to the Lions.
He sounds like an Brisbane 80s commentator.
It's good, though.
How good is he?
Good.
How good is they saying? They're sending me, Chew Man, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You're a stats man.
No. Get out.
Well, this is what happens when he does stay in his lane.
Jack Zeeble in game 280, Ash, if I'm not correct.
It is 10th most, I should say, of any North Melbourne player.
Well, you're going back to when Zeeble was
last year, but small sample size this year.
And guess what's
got
coming up?
Anything else there, hose? You quick.
Guess what else is coming up for the Chew?
What?
Gather round.
That could be a redemption. He could call. Send him out to Mount Barker or something.
He hasn't been right since last night.
His finger's still black.
Our boss, you and Giles, brought him in during the week. Stay home. Point cook for you. Just leave him at
point. What about we just send him to Mount Barker or something?
I think I've got some mail that he's going to call in gather round.
Right.
Well, if he's calling like that.
Yui won't be staying at home. Monday, lunch, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He's got three on Saturday.
And Guinness.
He will not be.
Funny you mention that. He started with us here today, already bugging off for lunch.
He's gone to a lunch.
Gone. Early lunch. Hey, don't normally have this man in, or not often anyway, but Damo last week. Oh. There's something wrong with you. It's bad start for you.
No Lynch, no Martin, no Nankervis for Richmond against Gold Coast. Coached Damien Hardwick tonight.
What are you doing? You're trying to hold on to your words.
Just didn't put an A in there.
Gold Coast coach.
You were thinking.
What were you thinking?
But you.
I got Hardwick out of order, didn't I?
Yeah.
Hardwick coached Gold Coast.
I can't actually work. Bill, what did you get wrong there? I can't.
Don't you say anything, Bill.
The standing spot.
Our man Joey as well. There's sayings that commentators like to rip out.
Yeah.
You know, have your colours lowered?
They would have been smarting that they had their lowest coloured last week. Their colours lowered last week. So I'm expecting.
So he stuffs that one up, and then another famous saying he stuffed up again, Bill.
So you're going to ruffle feathers there if you bang on about your premierships too much. Billy Brownless, of course.
Yep.
Then they've got some three-timers that are now getting their ruffles feathered. Now, not Chris Johnson, one of the all-time greats, because he's probably one of the most humble all-time legends.
Oh, so back-to-back. And he tried to clip you too and then stuffed up. In. So there you go,
Greek,
Joey.
Greek
ruffles
wombat.
Feathered.
Greek wombat.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know.
A couple of players now I need to point out. One, start with the NRL. Now, if you're doing an after-match interview, you know you're pretty much going to be live all around Australia or the eastern states.
We're talking NRL.
Mm. Latrell Mitchell, I think he dropped it seven times.
Oh, no.
Latrell Mitchell had a nice moment to finish the game with you, Dobbo.
Yeah, he did score a try, but he'd be disappointed. They got back to 12-all. Mate, it looked like here comes South, but it just got away from you.
It's all right, mate. Look, honestly,
one.
In the first beer, just a hard game. We showed what we were about. And, honestly, they're big boys. They're competitors. You know, I wonder why they come, you know, runner-up last year. So they're building on that. I don't care if it's beers, honestly. I'm very proud of our effort. You know, things didn't go the way we want. We didn't hold the ball. So if you don't hold the ball, you defend and you run out of energy. Try to build that momentum again, then you drop the ball. So it's something we'll work on. State of positives. But I'm very happy. Scored 100 tries. So there's something to celebrate there. Tonight? That was my 100th, so.
Well done.
Yeah, everyone have a good but anyways.
All right. Latrell, come
that's
on.
That's live on Triple M too.
What do you do there?
Yeah, the stats man didn't know that was his 100th try, by the way.
No, he didn't.
You should know that.
He told him. He goes, you don't give up. Anyway.
Yeah. Different in the NRL place.
Bubblers.
Slightly.
Oh, no, bubblers. I think we go down the bubblers.
couple of players, as I said. Now, these are captains of footy clubs. I'm not sure what's happening with captains, or maybe they shouldn't be captains. I'm starting with one of my ex-captains, actually. Gorney. Now,
Max.
I don't know they should speak like this.
The only cracker I know is Andrew. I was still inside mum and dad.
For the other crackers?
In the 80s. So.
What do you mean inside your mum and dad? That's an interesting turn of phrase.
I was going around him inside mum, but I probably wasn't. I was probably still in dad.
Oh,
Gorney.
He got away with it.
He sort of did
it well.
He crawled out late, didn't he?
He blasted out.
He's going to suffocate. And then Paddy Cripps, obviously, they played Thursday night, but he loves Friday night footy, obviously.
Great win. It's Friday night footy is the best, you know, the best time slot. Thursday night. Same thing.
Just a little slip up on the days there. Yeah. But that gets to me to this point.
Nuff of the week.
Could be myself after that.
Yeah.
Das. Now, we spoke about an incident in this box last year. We were talking just off air, which is very interesting. I won't mention what one it is because he'll probably hit
something
me.
Really broke.
He's had a bad week, and I mean, we're only a couple of days in. This started Thursday, this one.
As Jack just told you, about a long time since he's been out there, but a welcome return. Kicks the first of the evening for the Tigers.
He's ripped out the evening. You can see he slipped up just before he's gone evening. This is the Thursday night. And then the next one. I reckon if Bill had to call out the scores or read the scores, this is how he would sum it up.
Right. Margins.
Play on.
9 points in this game. Sorry. I've got 11 points. He's like 9 points. In fact, 11 points.
Four changes he had.
Oh, no.
Four changes. But we knew the night was going to be bad for Das because this is how he brought the call in right at the start of the call.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks, Thursday night footy here at the MCG.
Come on.
I need to hear that again, Hose. Give us another hit.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks, Thursday night footy here at the MCG.
What is Stevie J in that?
I don't know what's going on there.
So Luke Darcy.
I've got one.
I got a late entry.
Yeah.
Now that's it, Hose.
Late entry.
We got a break or something.
You're in the caravan over there for rush hour in Adelaide, of course.
Must have been tired.
If someone is from Italy, where are they from? Where are they?
Maybe Italy, Bill.
No. What would they be called? If they're from Italy, what would they be called?
Italian.
Italian.
Listen to
Hose. Italian.
So, no, no, what are you? Hang on, Italian.
Hose is loaded. He must
say, hose. Hang on, at the end, he's gone YS.
Say ahead of Hose.
The leader of the caravan is engulfed. Oh. A red chili. I reckon it was the size of two golf balls. But so then now we get a full Italian dinner, don't we?
Do I say that wrong? What is it?
Italian.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
You say it wrong.
Italian. Italian. Italian.
Hose, the back end of that segment was enough of its own.
We got a party.
Timmy Watson.
Timmy Watson.
Andrew Dillon to join us next.
Coach.
Special workwear McDonald's.
Dilza.
Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Fats here, been ordinary.
Yep.
Bernard, just out of the caravan, not in great form.
Nah, tired. Just got a text message, though, from Mark Rusciuto. Come on, mate, pull your head in. What is it? Italian.
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 Well, he'd know.
Yeah, no, and he's not happy.
And Damo, pristine. And what I've noticed, before we get to our special guest.
Oh. He is.
Yeah, there's a man sitting next to you. If you've got proper minerals, if Luke Hodge slips up at any stage
He could come through the glass.
He'll club you to death.
I know, that's why I won't go
there. You won't go there?
Louis's a bit of a myth, you know. Like, he makes out he's tough. He's actually tough, Hodgie.
Damo's very excited.
Well,
the next guest.
You're excited because we've got
to see each other every day.
Yeah, look at him.
The CEO of the AFL joins us, Andrew Dillon. Dills,
good to be here, James.
Now, I've noticed you've come to us, but you've slipped down another couple of boxes before us, so you've had the crap bored out of you. So we're getting you in here to lighten things up a bit, Dills.
Yes.
And what is your day holding, please? We're here today, of course. We've got the big reunion of the 84 granny, and I heard a whisper you might attend that and then head down the highway.
Yeah, heading down the highway tonight for the Geelong Saints game, and I'll watch a little bit of the game here today. But, it's a big Saturday arvo.
So how are you going with the weekends? There are only two of them in, but you would have been in the East all of last weekend. Is your better half already accepting she's not going to see much of you?
Yeah, and she's not unhappy about it.
Now, let's talk about Geelong.
Oh, really?
It's a great day and great night for the Geelong Football Club, GMHBA, the AFL, the third biggest ground in the country now, and it'll be fantastic.
In the country?
In the country?
What, yeah. Optus Stadium you're not putting in there?
Third biggest ground in the state, sorry, right, Dills. Big night, big night.
Yeah, it is a big night. And
good homework. You know,
Geelong have done a great deal of work over many years developing the stadium, and you know, we'll hopefully have high 30,000 there tonight for the opening of the Joel Selwood stand. And a lot of people have done a heap of work over many years, you know, way back to Frank Costa and Brian Cook, all the way through now to Craig Drummond and Steve Hocking and the team there now.
I'm glad you mentioned the late, great Frank Costa. What a great man he was for the club. But also Brian Cook, who's gone on to Carlton. They built the stadium, virtually the whole ground from the start. And then Steve Hocking's been fantastic. So, and what about standing room?
It's a swinging seat actually built the stadium.
No, that helps.
If it was a stronghold for one of either Labor or Liberal, you'd still be a bloody...
Well, say what? It's not.
20,000...
And thanks to the AFL, the AFL have been very supportive, haven't they?
Yeah, we've. Well, it's important for us, for it, you know, for the fans to have the best amenities they can, and Geelong have done an incredible job over many years, and it's a real fortress for them from a footy point of view as well.
Are you impressed with the standing room down there?
Yes.
How much?
3,000 spots.
Hey, we were talking about earlier in the show.
He's trying to describe
what standing, I think area we settled on, but he's standing.
But that's important because that's what they, there was a survey.
Why is that important? Your legs get sore.
No, a survey was put to the members and what would they like, and they said we like standing rooms. Okay. So
anyway, Bill, we might move on from the standing room, I think. Yeah. I think Andrew's here to talk proper stuff. Hey, Monday night, launch officially of the Tasmanian licence. You'll be down there?
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'm going to be in Devonport. There's going to be 7 official functions around the state, Hobart, Launceston, and a few other areas. But there's also now 20 or 30 satellite events that have taken up in different pubs. So it's going to be exciting. You know, we'll get the colours, we'll get the nickname, and yeah, and they're going to start their membership campaign. So really exciting.
And is this the AFL just ploughing through, putting it all the onus back onto the government and how that could look after the upcoming election? You're not deviating off what you have done with it, with the announcement that there needs to be the stadium for it to actually take effect?
Yeah, look, we've been working with, and the Tasmanian Footy Club now with their board in place, led by Grant O'Brien, who are doing all the heavy lifting now. We're just going to continue to work with the government. We've got a long-term agreement with the Tassie government to support the team, support the build of the stadium. There's some planning issues that we'll be working through, and the federal government have also put in a major contribution to the stadium.
Yep. Angus Brayshaw, Dills, as you know, start of the year, retired on medical grounds, and how that looks for him by way of insurance payouts and other access to other funds will now play out, and we fully expect him to get what he's owed, 5 years of a six-year contract. How does it look, though, from Melbourne's footy club perspective with relief under the total player payments? Will they be able to get some respite, if not 100%, at least a partial part of that overall number that has to come off their books in that insurance playout?
So we don't normally, we don't talk about specific player contracts or instances, but what I can say is that we have been working with the clubs in relation to players who retire as a result of concussion, and there's been, you know, unfortunately, a few of them over the last couple of years. So we're in the process of putting together guidelines that will deal with the payouts for the contracts and how they interact with the total player payments, because it's really important that, you know, the players make the call that's right for them from a health and welfare point of view, and we want that to be primacy, and then we also want the clubs to be able to look after the players but not unduly penalise them. So we just got to work through the guidelines on that.
And just, again, I know you have to talk in generics here with it rather than specifics, but just in future, when it is a medical retirement, which means that the panel itself has made the decision on behalf of the player, is that the specific application you'll apply to the rules and as such allow clubs to get freedom from that?
Well, that's sort of one of the nuances or details that we're working through at the moment.
Is it the most important space in terms of players at the moment, the concussion?
Oh, the health and safety of our players at all levels of the game, boys, girls, men and women, at the elite level, but also all the way through community, is an absolute primacy. And concussion is, yeah, highly topical at the moment. We've been working on that for a number of years. We've made 30 rule changes and tribunal changes over the last 20 years.
Yep.
And we'll continue to assess how the game's played and the rules that we make, because that's got to be the number one.
Yeah, locally in South Australia, they've made a 21-day for anything below, I think it's SNFL level, so not having the doctors or the resources around, they've just said, right, any head knock, 21 days.
Yeah, we have worked with the Australian Institute of Sport that put out guidelines earlier this year, and also our medical team. So at the elite level, it's a minimum 12 days, 11-step process, but that's because our elite AFL players have got that day-to-day healthcare that they get. At any level below AFL or AFLW, it's a minimum of 21 days.
Round zero, happy changes for next year. I know you're having lots of friends, of course, in the Western Adelaide. Dilsa, they weren't particularly impressed that they got ignored. What are we doing with it next year?
So we're going to review how it went, but if we take four sellout crowds, the number one rating show on Channel 7 on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and memberships for our, you know, the two New South Wales and two Queensland clubs, double-digit percentages ahead year on year, I think it's an unqualified success. But we've got to look at how it plays out for the rest of the season. But it was really important for us to have that focus, and I think that's a really important part of, you know, it's not gather round, but that did so much for South Australian footy last year, and we want to be able to promote the footy in those two states, and that was a good way of doing it.
Do you need a game here as part of it?
Yes.
Well, historically, we haven't played footy on the long weekend here. We haven't had access to the ground because of concerts and other things. So, again, we'll review it. But I think what helped it be the success it was the focus on New South Wales and Queensland.
It is unusual. We've had six games and we haven't seen 10 teams, isn't it, Andrew?
Not if you look at world sport, and it's actually happened a number of times in the AFL over the journey. And when Tassie comes in a couple of years and we've got buys, there will be uneven numbers. But by the end of this round, everyone will have played a game, and by the end of round six, everyone will be even. And
a bit unusual.
A little bit unusual, yeah, but... Yeah.
And was that weekend supposed to be on when the NRL were in Vegas?
No, it was...
But that's what we all were told.
But we got told the AFL stuff that up.
Well,
I don't know. Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Yeah.
The reason was conversations with the clubs last year, and then also it started with the conversation with Venues New South Wales, where they advised that the SCG was available on that long weekend. And so that started the conversation, and then it became clear that the Gabba was available as well. So it was more organic than that.
The ongoing review that has now been some time in the making of the drugs policies of the AFL, we all know there's two. There's one under the WADA, there's one under the illicit drugs policy, which you run yourself. Is it possible that once it's all negotiated out, Andrew, that there may just be one policy that the AFL abides by and that it may be taken away potentially from the WADA operations?
We've been a signatory to the WADA code since its inception back in 2005, and we are now a direct signatory rather than via Sports Integrity Australia, albeit they do our testing and the investigation. So we've got a direct relationship with WADA. It's really important for us that we're a performance-enhancing drug-free sport, and that's just going to continue to be a focus for us. The illicit drugs policy is over and above that, and we're going to work with our clubs and the Players Association on that. But I think it's really important that we continue to educate our players about that.
All right, Andrew Dillon, I've been interested in how you've conducted yourself after taking over from Gil McLachlan. I think you've been magnificent. But there's one thing I'm interested in, and that is if you get up and make a speech and one of your first zingers don't quite fly, are you going to throw your speech writer under the bus as hard as Gil used to and take no responsibility for the lack of humour?
Hang on, they're in the room.
Look, I think I'm going to follow a lot of the things that Gil did, and that certainly will be one of them.
Love it. He was like a bit flat at your wedding off the top, wasn't he?
Yeah,
it brought it home well.
He didn't get it right early and then suddenly got his eye in and that momentum started to build.
Great. Did you get invited to Jim's wedding, Jules?
No, I didn't. No.
He was busy.
You get Gil because he's a big CEO. And now, if he got married again this year, which is on the cards, I bet you Dill...
Yeah, he would. He would.
Dill's is there.
Going to get remarried. Dill's, great to see you, mate. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Doing a very good job, Andrew Dillon. Yep. We like what he's bringing to the table. Lots more still to come.
Quiz.
Maybe the quiz.
And now, across the
table. Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly. It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
Come on, Bill, get started.
Quiz. And here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, too much.
Come on, Bill.
Here we go. Great to be with you on this magnificent Saturday.
Are you on, Bill? You on?
I am ready to go.
You on?
$250 Thirsty Camel voucher, if you don't mind. Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly, and plenty of calls, I'm sure we've got there. Jim, who we got?
Oh, thank you, Bill.
I can't see.
Hayden from Berwick.
Hello, Haydos. How are you, mate?
It's on the way home from footy, cracky game, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Who are you playing for?
Berwick.
Sorry?
Who are you playing for?
Oh, Campbell. You put the brass bob.
Oh, Anson Brownless, the coach out there at Old Camberwell. How'd you look today?
Yeah. Under 19s, yeah, looks good against Berwick. Played well.
All right, good to hear. Righto, here we go. What was the result last year when Carlton and Richmond played each other in the first game of the season? Remember that? Round one here, MCG.
Close?
Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a draw.
It was a draw.
Oh, hello. That's
close.
Hayden's away.
58 apiece.
Good clue.
Well done. Tonight will be the unveiling of the Joel Selwood Stand at GMHBA Stadium.
How many times?
Stands.
Standing room.
Which two other stands at the venue are named after other people? Obviously, Geelong people, I would have thought. But which two other stands at the Cadinia Park there?
Hayden.
I can't see it.
Kings call him.
Hayden.
Hayden Cock.
There is a guy.
Oh, he's
heard enough.
Too long.
Let's go to Liam. How do you do?
Hey, fellas, just watching Satanto Health and Highlights on YouTube.
Scratch match.
Not the kick in the bum, the poor old cloaky.
the gooch kick.
I like it.
When does the hitting start?
Tonight, the unveiling of the Joel Selwood Stand down there in Geelong. Which two other stands at the venue are named after players, former players or admin staff?
I think one would maybe be the Polypharma stand.
No. No.
Oh, no.
You might have to give a hint here, someone. Harry, is that you, Harry?
Yeah, Bill.
Oh, no.
Damo, you know the rules.
Is Harry. There a Polypharm or something down there, Bill?
No.
Yeah. No?
I don't think so.
A tunnel in Perth.
I've seen his...
There's the road.
Oh, actually, that might be...
There's a freeway in Perth.
Polypharma freeway.
Great pole. Let's go to Reese in... hello, Reesey?
let's go to Reese in Reesey.
Reesey in Reesey.
How's Reese?
Oh, this is a train wreck.
Nah. Oh, are you going to Hawthorne, Essendon?
Certainly am.
Oh, you'll hear it. Make sure you're listening to Triple M. Tonight, the unveiling of the Joel Selwood stand. Which other two stands at the venue are named after... People, it says here.
Question two, isn't it, Bill?
It is question two. Mm-hmm. Reg?
The Reg Hickey stand.
Yeah. And?
That'll do, won't it?
Well, and named after a very important individual medal.
Yeah, but... The Brownlow stand.
Hey! Oh, my Which, God. Obviously, spelling was wrong. It was supposed to be the Brownless stand.
Was it, Bill?
The Doug Wade stand was pulled down in 2011.
What, pulled never it? Replaced?
And nothing.
Really?
Well, he didn't get one replaced.
And there's the Gary Ablett Terrace.
Only right. kicked 1,000, Doug. And both married at the time.
Both married at the time. Here we go, a lifeline. Get around him! You got Nuff Nuff Bernard and AFL Damo. Here we go. Name the four clubs that have more than one captain in 2024. Ooh, four clubs sorry. Have more than one captain. Reese?
I'll go with... Can I go with B. Vine?
Yeah. B. B. Vine.
That's you, Bernard.
Well, Gold Coast.
Who have they got?
Witts and Miller. North Melbourne.
There's a lot of won't care about you, B. When it comes to
right. and we're in a hurry, so
there's
rip them out.
West Coast.
Well, who's their captains?
Duggan and Oscar Allen.
You did know that.
And?
Can't think of the fourth
one. I think Sun.
In a real hurry.
Not the Sun.
Brisbane. Lockie Neal and Harrison.
It's just funny it just came to you, didn't it?
No,
what do you reckon, Reese?
Go with it.
Well done, Brisbane Lions, Gold Coast Suns, North Melbourne, West Coast. Well done, Bernard.
Good choice.
Bernie Vine. Question four. Collingwood played Sydney last night at the MCG. Which two players won the Best and Fairest Awards for those clubs last year? Who won the Best and Fairest for Collingwood and who won it for Sydney? Arisi.
Josh Dacos for good Collingwood.
Good get.
Yep.
There's a lot of people
and
to say.
And then I'll say Errol Goulden.
Oh,
Very good.
Errol. Nice. Oh, we could have played that. But anyway, number five's a lifeline. Get around him! You got AFL Damo here, Reesey boy. Name one of the two stadiums with new names in 2024. Two stadiums.
I'll go with purple, please.
Purple.
I saw this during the week. People's First Stadium.
Where's that?
I think it's in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What's the other one?
We only need to name one.
Oh, we only need to do one. Yeah, there's another one. I think there's another one called Angie's.
Angie's.
Yeah.
Well, it might Where's be right, Reese.
Yeah, we'll go with purple.
Well done.
Angie's
at the
GWS.
Giants.
They changed it from Giant Stadium to...
Are we going to get to the end here, Fat, or not?
Well, if the two in the back don't shut up. Which Gold Coast player this week announced a contract extension under the...
Oh, no.
If you read the questions, we'd get there.
That's a contract extension.
Give it up.
Will Powell.
Well done.
he answered it correctly when Bill couldn't even ask the question.
He's got a copy of the answers.
Under the end, until the end. Sorry, it's a little typo. That's okay.
Oh, typo.
It's typo.
Come on, Hose.
Wind him up.
I was on fire.
Camel thirsty.
Hard Yakka workwear, McDonald's and Remot water. More quiz next as Triple M rocks Saturday afternoon football.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the listener app and select Triple M.
For Remot water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Oh, looking at the famous bombers going around, the 84 bombers, Billy Duckworth down underneath us, who clubbed Dermot to death.
Dermot, there is Dermot there.
Terry Danaher's got the Premiership Cup hanging out of the top of the Mercedes-Benz. I'm just having a look at the stadium hole, the players, Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
The island green.
Yeah.
You could plant me there with a pitching wedge and a box of TP5Xs.
None on.
I'd go through the lot of them. All 12 would go in the drink. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Straighten up.
Come on.
Back to the quiz.
Reesey, you're still there,
Let's
mate.
Let's go.
Yep, still here.
Would have got home by now. Right, question seven. Who was the only player in 2023 to win a game by kicking a goal after the siren?
Mm.
The only
Dan
player.
Houston.
Oh! Yeah. Reesey, boy, lifeline, number eight.
Get around him!
You got Nuff Nuff and you got AFL Damo. Name four of the five coaches in 2024 that represented the Brisbane Lions as a bear.
Oh my god.
As
what
a bear or a
the
lion.
Hell?
Reesey.
Let's go with Damo. Purple.
Oh. Yeah, well, there's two Scott brothers.
Yep.
Nice. You got Michael Voss.
Actually, quite easy. This question.
And you got Craig McRae, who was also there before they became the Lions.
Did you say there were five?
There's five coaches.
You only had to ask four, though.
I only wanted four. You're right, Damo. Right.
Yeah.
Reese, you happy with that?
Fifth. Yep, sure am.
You know the other one? Ross Lyon.
Ross Lyon?
Played the Bears.
He played one game.
He did.
He played one game.
Did he play one game?
One game for the Brisbane
Bears. Did
not
Bears. Know
that. Yeah.
Are you still going, Reesey? $250 thirsty camel voucher. And the camel is thirsty, I'm sure, host.
It's a thirsty camel. Imagine the breath of that camel.
That's like Terry Danaher today. He's thirsty.
Well, imagine being exposed to that breath. My head would look like yours.
I woke up next to Barry Stone one day, and he had breath like that.
Is yours rebounding off the pillow?
No. At the end of round zero, Reesey, which two players led the Coleman medal with five goals each? Which two players?
There was Ben King. And Callum Brown from
GWS. Oh, Reesey.
He knows his stuff.
You deserve this, Reesey boy.
Can he bring it home?
Can he bring it home? Good question, Damo. Which three teams did Collingwood beat in the 2023 finals series to win the premiership? Who are the three teams they beat in the finals? Reese, here we go.
They beat Melbourne by seven, GWS Bang. By one, and Brisbane by four.
Yeah.
Oh. Reesey.
And the margin.
That is Bang. Unbelievable, Reesey. You've won 250. Thirsty camel.
It's not that hard.
I was going to say thousand.
$250,000 worth.
Hey, Reese, that is fantastic by you. Well done.
Thanks very much, Fat. I look forward to having a few
puppies. Yeah, thirsty camel. There
I
you
like
go.
It. Well done.
Ooh, thirsty.
This is where you beat Jim.
Oh, yeah. In the hospitality tents. Mate, I played in the Pro-Am of the Masters at Kingston Heath years ago with my good mate Wade Ormsby.
Yep.
I hit the same stand three times. So three different holes at the same stand.
Would you just pick up and keep
and
walking?
I just kept walking. Damo, just back to Andrew Dillon from earlier. He artfully dodged the question, but I know where you were going, and that is we've got the release of the Tassie name, we've got the nickname, we've got the colours, we've got the badge, we've got all the... What we don't know is if this stadium isn't built, are they going to go all the way down this path of putting a board in place, as they have, administration, all the rest of it, and then if there's no stadium, there's no team?
That's pretty much where it's at, Jim, and it's arguably clever strategy from the AFL. They've done everything they can. They've given the state the commitment for the team on the one proviso that the stadium gets built to their determination. And they will claim, as we know, going into this election, that the commitment and the promise has been made. So it's over to the government. We've also seen, though, in the past week, even some comments from the opposition leader alluding to, well, we could still maybe negotiate our way around this. And would the AFL really want to take the team away? Now you've granted it if we don't go down the stadium path the way they want it. But the AFL, all they can do is keep repeating, Jim, and restating what their situation situation is. No stadium, no team. Despite the announcement tomorrow night that we'll have, Monday night, sorry, that we'll have the...
Tassie Devils?
Expect it to be the Devils.
The
build.
Green and
there'll
the
there'll be a green
jumper.
In there somewhere. Yep. Yeah. We'll get to see it. I believe kids will be wearing it on Monday night as part of the presentation. And then it's up to the state government to have the... or the state to have the election. And then for that premier to wade through the myriad issues in the state, but to then get to the stadium issue, which will predicate whether or not the team comes in.
Is it a strong enough issue down there to sway an election either way?
It's a good question. I don't claim to know how they're going to vote. I know there's been a lot of opposition to it, and even people who have been desperate to get a football team there have wavered on the cost associated with the stadium. And we know too that even with whatever cost is attached already to the plan burn, that the moment they even, if they were to start rolling with it, you can almost double the cost. Yep. We can certainly add a lot more percentage points to it, what it is. Yep. And that's even before they start digging up the dirt on the site in question, which is on the river.
They are the very best, the AFL, at getting governments to spend money on infrastructure. They've done it in Adelaide. They've done it in Perth.
Geelong
is a great example of it, which is why I still don't understand the reasoning behind signing a 50-year deal here for the grand final. Mm. Because for me, Purple, if you're going to get infrastructure in Brisbane and Sydney, that was the perfect lever. Yeah. Just to go to the Sydney government and say, we'll send the grand final up there three of the next 10 years if you build us a purpose-built 60,000-strong AFL stadium.
Yep. And they would have done that.
And they would have done it.
Yep.
But now they can't.
No. No, you're right, there's no leverage on it. The fact it's here till 2059 now, it's been pushed out because of the 2 years of COVID that saw the grand finals respectively played at the Gabba, which is also at the moment in the news. And there's going to be an announcement on Monday with regards to the 2032 Olympics.
And the Gabba's now looking like it's going to be Brisbane's going forward.
Stay there.
Yes, it does.
And that's a good result for them.
Well, it's a good result going forward for them, but from a stadium perspective, it is a tight stadium. Mm. It's been since the 1990s, since that was rebuilt. And it needs a cleans, but at the cost of $3.2 billion, which was initially attached to the Olympic precinct and area to have the opening ceremony, that is almost the one certainty out of that one. That's not going to happen.
Do you think if the AFL had their time again, they would have done that deal with the MCG? I get the feeling after they saw the triumph in Perth, I reckon they thought, you know what, we've missed a trick here. Not because it's not brilliant here, because it is, but what they should have done is signed a deal where three of the four were at the MCG and the fourth is at a venue at their best.
Every 4 years, and we saw it, particularly in Perth, more so than the Gabba, I think, the footy state, or the traditional footy state that it was, and the stadium itself, And I think, too, it would just remove the angst, and it's genuine if you're a non-Victorian club. I mean, this is on record from Chris Fagan, and it's not because he lost the grand final by 4 points. He feels on grand final day you need to be 5 goals better just to be even at the starting point.
If you're playing against a club that's...
If you're playing against a club that uses the ground, as Collingwood did. Now, that's not sour grapes from Chris, and the context to it was a lot deeper and wider than that. But I hear it. Other clubs say it privately, don't necessarily go public with it. And it is unfortunate. But the best of three concept that some clubs have pressed, that's not like going to happen. I don't like that either at all. So
there's some good money to be made. Best of three for the grand final.
We're now playing 23 matches over 25 weeks with a bye after that round of home and away football before the finals. You can't keep bumping it out. It'll be a 24-7, 365
with you, Purple. But Bernard, I just think it's such an opportunity missed. If you took Richmond... Fremantle, Richmond Fremantle or a Sydney Bombers grand final to the Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
And the Sydney Swans fans and the Essendon fans landed on Adelaide, filled that place, but filled all the hotels and the restaurants, same in Perth.
Yep.
So I just think that one in every 4 years, that should have been the AFL looked to do.
That'd be amazing. And it gives a bit of... I guess it levels out the competition a bit because you know you've got a grand final coming up every 4 years. It'd be good rotation. I just think it's great for cities. But I get the tradition here as well. Obviously, big stadium, make the most money here. But
an event now, isn't it?
It is an event.
Well, lock it in your calendar.
But it's not right for the eight teams that don't reside in this state that they're subjected to it.
All right, we've got BT rolling in shortly. Daisy Thomas is going to be a part of the coverage as well. Great to see you, Purple.
Likewise, Jim.
Fatty, go and enjoy your Saturday down in Geelong.
I'm going to GTA. All roads lead to G Town.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Have you lowered the price of pots at the Creamy?
Yep, today.
Well, they got
really?
Yeah.
And will you go to the standing room area, stand area?
No, he's near getting sore.
You go to the Cotton On Box.
I will. Cotton On Box and the pivots.
For hard yakka, more than just workwear, it's a way of life. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks, Saturday afternoon football.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.